are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 5 minutes past the hour. Many of you listen to my show live. Some of you listen to it delayed. As of now, the latest information on the Connecticut school shooting is 27 people are dead, including 18 children. A gun opened fire early Friday morning. Shooting, from what we understand, this might have been a father of one of the children. Now, the shooter is dead, and they believe he is a father of one of the students at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. Now, I don't have official reports to date. Again, if some of you listen to the show delayed, you may actually be hearing confirmation of this. There's also questionable reports that there was a second gunman there as well. The Connecticut Post reports that police are also questioning a handcuffed man. So we have one, we have a shooter who's dead, and now we have a man in handcuffs. Apparently this occurred shortly after 9:40 a.m. They say the shooter was in the main office of the school. A person in one room heard numerous gunshots. A dispatcher at the Newtown Volunteer Ambulance Corps said a teacher was shot in the foot. Take it to Danbury Hospital. Local news outlets also reported that the principal was among those shot. Parent Lisa Prochiani told Fox News that her daughter was sitting in a classroom when she and others heard gunshot. She was in a small class, a reading group, and they started hearing bangs. Her teacher and the mom is grateful for this. Rushed the kids into the bathroom and locked the door. They told the kids it was hammering and tried to keep them calm. Children were crying. She did tell me that a little boy was in the police officer's bleeding. And, you know, these kids, they're kind of figuring out that, and now, from what I understand, the school was kindergarten through fourth grade. These are babies. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said two firearms were recovered from the scene. Of course, President Obama was notified of the shooting around 7:30 a.m. Pacific time. Newton School District has locked down schools as a preventative measure. School, I believe, has close to 700 students. It's about 45 miles southwest of Hartford, 60 miles northeast of New York City. Again, at this point in time, as you guys are listening to my show, I don't have any idea as to what the motive could have been. The closest thing we have right now is this possibly was a father of one of the students walked into the Connecticut school main office, shot the principal, shot administrators, shot children. We don't know how many people were shot, but we do know as of now that 27 people are confirmed dead, 18 of which are kids. You know, this follows the horrible Oregon shooting that left three people dead, including the shooter. This is, I guess, a time of year where people go absolutely crazy. And I'm speechless. I'm absolutely speechless. You know, for those of you that feel like the world is just a little bit too crazy to let your kids continue to go to school over the next week or two, I don't blame you. I mean, I don't. I mean, I had to make a decision today to let the kids go to school. You know, I did. But it blows your mind that somebody would, again, before they take their own life, decide to take people with it. You know, I was talking about, it's interesting how people think. Earlier, I was talking about the Oregon shooter and how, what a coward, right? He must have been, right? Or somebody would be to want to take their own life and take people with it. Okay. And it was interesting because we had a caller. I didn't get to listen to the whole message, but he was going off about how, you know, what if you can't pay your bills? And pay your bills. You're going to commit suicide for not being able to pay your bills. You're going to kill innocent people in an Oregon mall because you can't pay your bills. You know, I mean, what blows my mind is we have some real weird, warped thinking out there. Now, I don't think this caller was defending the Oregon shooter. I think he was more upset that we would think people who would take their own life and take other people with them or cowards. I mean, that was the term I used. But I'm sorry, somebody who decides to go to have a death wish and take people with them, I mean, it's more than that, a coward. I mean, I'd like to shoot out a bunch of other terms for a person who would do that. But, I mean, honestly, what are these people thinking, right? What is driving them to think their life is so bad that they have to kill themselves and take others with it? And like I said, I'm kind of confused because most of my listeners, they're just right on. And I had some guy calling talking about unable to pay bills. I hope he's not going to be a next shooter. You know, I mean, we're all in debt. Is that what some of you are thinking? Some of you are thinking that people are suicidal because they can't pay their bills? We all can't pay our bills. I mean, it's scary stuff. I know it's scary stuff. Not worth dying over. No creditor, no debtor is worth dying over. It's not. All right? And it sure the heck isn't worth going to hell taking people with you. Well, we'll keep you posted as we get more information on this Connecticut shooting. But again, breaking news, 27 people dead, including 18 children from a Connecticut elementary school of children kindergarten through fourth grade. Possibly a father of one of the students came in and started shooting. And there's a possible second shooter. Another man is in handcuffs. Again, we don't have official reports from authority. And if you are listening to this delayed, again, I apologize for you having a delayed show such that you may already know more than we do at this time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, many of you have heard the news that Susan Rice has pulled her name out of being a candidate for Secretary of State. From what she cited, she didn't want the Obama administration to go through a lengthy expensive process of fighting the GOP on her becoming a candidate, so she withdrew. Of course, many people are a little suspicious of what's going on, thinking that there's some news coming around the bend next week on what happened with our ambassador and multiple people being killed in Benghazi and them not having appropriate protection. So we'll keep you posted with that. Looks like John Kerry may be a shoo-in, but we'll keep you posted as we get more information. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so they say a record number of kids are getting hurt, even killed, by falling televisions in their home. U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission released a report this week that estimates 43,000 people are injured in a television or furniture tip-over-related incident this year. They say 59% of these are children. And when you're looking at a 50-pound or 100-pound wall unit falling down with gravity, it could very easily kill them. The report showed that 349 people were killed between 2000 and 2011 by a falling television, appliance, or piece of furniture. 84% of them were kids younger than 9 years old. Now, falling televisions, though, were the most deadly. Last year alone, 41 related fatalities occurred. All right. Now, they say three children are injured by a tip over every hour, or 71 children per day. Now, that's injured. And one child is killed every 2 weeks. 70% of injuries involving children were caused by televisions, and then came 26% of furniture like dressers or tables. Many of these kids were climbing. Some were hitting it, kicking it, or playing nearby. The report also suggests that some of these incidents are occurring as families swap out their heavier, older TVs for flat screen models. I mean, I remember when my husband was putting up, we got a flat screen because it saved room, and the room was kind of small, so it was good. We could have a flat screen, and now we don't have to have a TV stand, etc. But, you know, I was like, make sure that's on there good, you know, because the kids, they were playing under it, and they were, you know, they I don't know, play army type stuff, and they put their back against the wall, and they bang against the wall like they're, you know, trying to run from a grenade. And I mean, and you see the TV shake, it scares the heck out of me. The report also receives that older, heavier televisions were moved to other areas of the house, and some of them were not placed with the proper stand or anchoring device. So, of course, Chairman Inez Tenenbaum urges parents to anchor their TVs, furniture, and appliances to protect their children. You know, I was toasting waffles this morning for the kids, and yeah, it would be very easy for a kid to just grab the cord and pull it on top of them. You know, baby-proofing the house doesn't stop when they're a baby. When they're kids, things happen too. And these TVs are pretty scary stuff. They also recommend to keep remote controls, toys, and other items that might attract children off television stands and furniture. You don't want the kids going towards the TV. You want them staying away from the TV. They say make sure cords and cables are out of reach. There are anti-tip brackets that could also be installed on televisions and freestanding kitchen ranges, ovens, other appliances, etc. So it's a pretty frightening statistic, but one nonetheless we need to talk about. Another thing that seems to be frightening, especially for Justin Bieber, is apparently a New Mexico inmate, ex-convict on probation, and his nephew, all three are under investigation for plotting to castrate and murder Justin Bieber. Did you guys hear about this? They say their scheme, which obviously was unsuccessful, called for targeting Justin Bieber and his bodyguard while in New York City in mid-November. And their motive grew from an inmate's quest for notoriety and the inmate's infatuation with Justin Bieber. Inmate Dana Martin is serving two life sentences for rape and a murder of a 15-year-old girl in Vermont. He has a tattoo of Bieber on his leg and had attempted to actually correspond with Bieber, who never responded. This made Martin upset. Plus, he's in prison and he's not famous. Let him decide to plot the kidnap and murder of Bieber. This is according to CNN. Now, from what I understand they were going to do, I think they were going to kill four people, Bieber and I think three bodyguards. And they were going to take each testicle and I think auction them off or hold them as ransom. They were even going to, I believe there were dogs. I don't know where dogs, but they were going to castrate dogs as well. These are some pretty weird people. Here we go. They were going to sell $2,500 per Justin Bieber testicle. The testicle were to be put in bags, to be hidden in a place, and then I guess they were going to kill him. All right. So obviously they are now facing two counts of conspiracy to commit first degree murder and two counts to commit aggravated battery. I guess that's what it's called when somebody threatens to take your testicle. Aggravated battery. But ladies out there, be careful. You threaten to castrate somebody or Lorraine Bobbitt somebody, right? Right? Or John Bobbitt, I guess. Aggravated battery. Right? It's battery, but it's a little bit more aggravated, I guess. Because the person gets aggravated when their testicles are taken off. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Now, speaking of dogs, this is cool, right? We have a dog that is, okay, fix your radios, people, fix your radios. Dogs are able to sniff out patients who are suffering from Clostridium difficile. That's that dangerous superbug we keep talking about where people take antibiotics or they're, you know, hospitalized for something, they're given antibiotics, and then most of their normal bacterial flora gets wiped out, such that Clostridium difficile gets to super grow. And this type of diarrhea could be with you for months. It could dehydrate you. We know a woman who had it for years, and she had to have a fecal transplant by her husband's stool being put into her colon to cure her. Pretty nasty stuff. But there's this beagle named Cliff. And researchers from VU University Medical Center in Amsterdam have successfully trained Cliff to detect the smell of C. difficile in both stool samples and the air surrounding patients in hospitals. Now, dogs like to sniff people's butts, so it makes perfect sense that you get a dog that could sniff the feces or, I guess, the air, which would be the gas expelled by patients. Cliff can easily identify the superbug Clostridium difficile with up to 83% accuracy. They think having this dog roam around the hospital, if that's clean and allowed by OSHA, and the health department would be able to help hospitals better screen for breakouts of the C. difficile. Now, the C. difficile is nasty, so all jokes aside with dogs sniffing people's butts, I mean, we do need to have a much better screening mechanism. Now, personally, whenever I have people with diarrhea that doesn't seem to go away, I screen them right away. And I know the C. difficile stool test could be costly, so I can understand why hospitals like to save money, just have, you know, the dog come in and sniff. But it's cool that we could use animals in that. I mean, my animals do nothing. I got 3 cats and 2 dogs, and they just sit around and do nothing. You know, I thought of maybe having them trained as a service dog or maybe, you know, a service cat or something. Honestly, all they do is eat, right, and take up wasted rent, mortgage, space. Honestly, I don't even know why I put up with them. Okay, now, basically they say C. diff. All right, well, we've talked about that. They say if one patient has it in the ward and you don't isolate the patient, it's not just one patient. It's 2, 3, and half your ward eventually gets C. diff. Now, it is deadly, it's a bug that you could get transmissible, but you have to be vulnerable for it to overgrow, which is why hospitals are breeding grounds, because they use antibiotics, you already have vulnerable sick people, and that's why C. difficile could become so, rampant. All right. It usually will affect elderly hospital patients. It usually will reside in the gut. Right. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else with the dog, because I've talked about C. diff enough on the show. No, nothing more about Cliff. OK, well, no more news on Cliff. But good dog. Good boy. He should get a treat. Now, this is interesting. I love all this animal news. They say circus evidence were saved from dying in the cold up in Siberia after owners were able to convince them to drink vodka and a lot of it. The animals named Magda and Jenny had to be evacuated from their trailer after it caught fire in the middle of a Siberian highway outside the city of Novosibirsk yesterday. Apparently, the pair of giant elephants escaped unharmed, but they had to be outside in the cold. So what the trainers did was dilute 10 liters of vodka in warm water, made sure they got all 10 liters of vodka in. They were happy, I guess, running around. The elephants are Indian. They're age 45 and 48. And, I guess basically, you know, with the vodka, it makes you feel warmer. It can lower your core temperature. But, we know alcohol is actually, predispose you for hypothermia. So we don't usually recommend this. But if it gets the animal moving and happy, I guess that's what increased circulation and kept the animal from being alive. All right, guys, don't go away. More to talk about. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess PepsiCo, that owns Pepsi and Frito-Lay, are coming up with Pepsi flavor chicken flavor chips. But I guess they're called Pepsi chicken chips. Have you guys heard about that? Apparently, potato chips have been around with crab flavor, seaweed flavor, pickle flavor, lobster. But Lay's is now going to be presenting Pepsi chicken flavored potato chips. I don't know if that's something I would probably want to eat, but I guess your guess is as good as mine. Crazy. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Okay, so we know that chlamydia and gonorrhea cases are increasing. Now, STDs, you would think with condom use, you would think with education, you would think with all the publicity we've been given, right, to gonorrhea and chlamydia, that we would be able to prevent the spread. But apparently gonorrhea, chlamydia cases are still rising and seriously rising. And what's also very interesting is the group of individuals that appear to be having the highest rate of STDs are seniors. Now, good for our seniors having sex. I think that's wonderful. I think our seniors should enjoy themselves and have fun. I mean, you know, who says you're old at 70 or 80? I mean, for crying out loud, I mean, you should enjoy a relationship. And if you love somebody, express that. I know not many of you guys are having sex out of love. I get that. But, you know, my only problem is many of our seniors don't get themselves checked. Now, when we're talking about you having any sort of sexual activity, I don't care if you're 50, I don't care if you're 25, I don't care if you're 85, unprotected sex lead to STDs, period. Okay, no doubt about it. Now, very easy to get checked for men. There's a urine test. It's very easy to get checked for STDs. We have urinate in a cup. You could send it to the lab. We don't have to do the swab. Remember the old days, we'd have to do a urethral swab? That was miserable for many of you, where you'd have to take a sample. Unfortunately for women, they aren't recommending the urine test. For women, they're still recommending the swab. And, of course, it's intracervical. And with intracervical, basically we get into the cervix, and you got to kind of keep the little swab there for my doctors and for my nursing students and medical students. You got to keep the swab in there for about, you know, 20 seconds to try to pick it up. But, I know many of us were like, okay, I had my hysterectomy. I don't have to go and have sex, etc. You can still get gonorrhea and chlamydia even if you've had a hysterectomy. So remember, if you're enjoying having sex, use protection, use condoms. If the condom didn't work, or you guys fooled around before and you think you could have gotten something, you need to get screened. Now, they're also saying that HPV, all right, they're saying that HPV virus can reactivate. Now, we've talked about the human papillomavirus for a very long time on the show. Basically, the human papillomavirus is the virus that is responsible for genital warts. It's responsible for cervical cancer. It's also, unfortunately, responsible for throat cancer. Now, yesterday we were talking about how 4 cups of coffee a day can help fight and stave off throat cancer. I would say if you really want to be lucky, try to avoid oral sex with somebody who has HPV. Now, many of you have been asking me about HPV. And really quickly, the study that came out this week was talking about how HPV could reactivate later in older women. HPV is a virus you get from sex, unprotected sex, or fooling around. Okay? I mean, we talk about sex and people think, okay, it's intercourse. If we just fooled around, we're good. No. You could get HPV from kissing. If you had oral sex, if somebody had oral sex and have HPV in the mouth and they kiss you, you could get HPV in your mouth. I mean, it's gotta be transmitted pretty quickly. But, I mean, kissing somebody who has HPV on their mouth can give you HPV, and HPV can cause throat cancer. So, I mean, I think a lot of us forget how easily transmissible this is. You gotta know where your partner's mouth has been. You have to. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, it sounds like you haven't had sex in years. Otherwise, you wouldn't be talking like this. Come on. Of course, people are going to kiss, and they're going to, well, yeah, but my job, I'm not telling you not to kiss people. My job is to just find out where people's mouths were. The problem with HPV is it's very, very difficult to screen for in men. In women, they have to have a special test during their pap smear. Okay? Their doctor has to specifically ask for the HPV test to be done. Then, if it does come out positive, we still can't tell you, okay, well, were you, you know, is it in your mouth? Is it? Now, there is an HPV mouth test that dentists have been playing around with. Remember I told you it was kind of like a mouth pap smear, or what dentists can do? Some dentists carry this as they give you a drink that you swish. Don't swallow it. You swish it. You spit it out. Stop the giggles. You spit it out, and they're able to see if you have HPV in your mouth. That's a pretty, to me, a significant test. That's pretty significant. And then that could say if you have HPV in your mouth. If you have HPV in your mouth or throat, then maybe your dentist, oral surgeon, doctor is going to be more inclined to watch you a little bit closer with you knowing that you have HPV. So if you start to get hoarse, honestly, though, I think we all should be checked. You know, I know we like to identify high-risk groups, but the problem with that is, you know, many of us that think we're high-risk, I think low-risk people are just at risk. For example, breast cancer. Many of you tell me in the doctor's office that there's no reason for you to get a mammogram now because nobody in your family has breast cancer. Well, 90% of people with breast cancer usually don't have a family history of it. Or people died in their family before they were even diagnosed. One of my family members gave me the same baloney. She said she never wants to get a mammogram because it causes cancer. And nobody in the family has ever had breast cancer, so there's no reason. I told her that's a bunch of crap to get her butt to the doctor, go and get the mammogram. I practically dragged her there by her hair. She actually had breast cancer. She had stage one breast cancer, thank God, that was able to get beaten and addressed. But, I, you know, breast cancer nonetheless, and nobody in the family had breast cancer. So, you know, when people think, well, I'm low risk, are you really low risk? How many people have been diagnosed with colon cancer where it wasn't in the family before them? So, as far as I'm concerned, you know, don't not get something done because you don't think you're high risk. So what was the scoop about HPV reactivating? Well, if you were exposed to HPV, and if you have the HPV virus and you are a woman, okay, or a man, it could go away. It could do absolutely nothing, not cause genital warts, not cause penile cancer, not cause cervical cancer, and it could go away. Wonderful. Well, the study came out saying for some people, it could actually reactivate later, which is why if you ever have had HPV, I want you getting a pap smear, hands down. All right. I don't care if you haven't been sexually active in years. I don't care if you're in a monogamous relationship. HPV can reactivate. And again, HPV can cause cervical cancer. So I know we got the guidelines coming up, and with Obamacare coming around the bend, your insurance is going to probably pay for less pap smears. However, those are less routine pap smears. You're having a history of HPV may warrant them from doing a may allow them to do a diagnostic test. And with the diagnostic test, then hopefully it'll get covered. You know, many of you have been asking me about what's, you know, what's going to happen around the bend and, you know, coming around the bend with Obamacare and what's the best way to get things done. You need to know your plan and know your plan inside and out. By no means lie to your doctor, but if your plan does not cover routine things, but you're actually having issues, then say you have issues. You know, many of us say, well, I'm just going to go to the doctor for a physical. But you go because you have concerns. You have stomach pain, chest pain. Well, if your insurance won't cover the physical or won't cover routine things, then say you have chest pain, abdominal pain. Insurance will cover one physical, but just one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true.
Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a man has died of a heart attack after dancing to Gangnam Style. That's that stupid dance where they're running around like on a fake horse, and it was done by rapper Psy, who, remember, was spewing out anti-American rants and lyrics back in 2004, wanting Americans to die and die slowly and their daughters, etc. Anyway, a man from Great Britain has collapsed and died from a heart attack at his office Christmas party. Eamon Kilbride had been doing the horse riding moves to Korean pop sensation Psy. Second later, suddenly drops to the floor. All right. Apparently, his wife, who was with them, was celebrating her birthday. Paramedics who were on the scene 5 minutes later tried to revive him, but he was pronounced dead. Now, that's young. 46-year-old. You know, whenever I hear something like that, I mean, this is where you just wonder how these people could be, you know, walking around without symptoms. You know, a 46-year-old dropping dead of a heart attack when he's dancing. I mean, I'm not going to blame Gangnam Style. You know, I don't like the fact that our president and commander-in-chief welcomed the rapper, right, to our beautiful country when he was calling for death, you know, to our American soldiers. And our commander-in-chief apparently found there to be no, you know, issue with that, welcoming him to our country. But, you know, somebody who's dancing and or having sex or, you know, exercising, and they have an artery that's about to clog or a plaque about to rip off, these are the people that end up dying. I mean, remember we talked about the cardiologist who got sued because he had a patient who decided to cheat on his wife in a menage a trois? The patient was in his 30s and dropped dead of a heart attack while cheating on his wife. Family decides to sue the doctor, and they win. Family gets $1 million from the doctor. I know, that's our judicial system. Don't ask. But, you wonder what, we have had people in their 20s with clogged arteries. Your job is any chest pain, any shortness of breath, anything odd, get yourself checked. And personally, if you are very, very active, you are a marathon runner, you exercise a lot, dance a lot, have a lot of sex, why not have a cardiologist look at you in your 20s and 30s? Why not? All right, because we want to make sure you don't have an artery that's barely open and that you're going to drop dead. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, passengers who departed on a 10-day cruise to cities in northern Europe said they are trapped on the quote-unquote misery on high seas or the cruise to hell after more than 100 have become sick with a bug. Apparently, people are on the P&O Ariana. It left Southampton, England on December 4th, went through Amsterdam, Copenhagen, Oslo. Apparently, this is just another cruise line. This one has 1,800 passengers on board. Many of them have become sick. Now, I can't tell which virus it is, if it's norovirus, I'm trying to see what the outbreak could be. I don't think they're reporting it right now. Of course, the company said it's working to help minimize the outbreaks. But, you know, we do the Dr. Dahlia cruise every year, which, by the way, you guys should be signing up for, okay? Because, you know, we're booking cabins like crazy. But still, I don't want you guys to miss out. When you take a cruise, they are extremely careful about, and very, I should say, diligent about teaching us how to avoid spreading disease. I mean, you have all the food line workers. They're all in gloves. Some of them wear masks. They're always keeping the place clean. There's sanitary hand dispensers all over the place. They even coach us on how to prevent spreading communicable disease. And luckily, every time we've gone on the Dr. Dahlia cruise, we've done pretty well. We've thank God, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx us, we haven't had an outbreak. But, and again, I mean, I'm there and I, you know, bring extra antimicrobials. I mean, I'm always bringing extra stuff, stomping out virus as I walk up and down the deck. But, it's just something that, you know, it's just something that, happens when you're in closed spaces. And these are things that we need to, you know, watch out for. I can't tell if these guys are off the ship or not. Apparently, I am having some computer problems, so the story has fled from my computer screen page. I do have this story I want to talk to you about. Olympic medalists. Do Olympic athletes live longer than the rest of us? Well, what we find out, they do, but only by a couple years. All right. In this study, a total of 15,000 Olympic athletes were tracked between 1896 and 2010. On average, they only lived 2.8 years longer than the general population. Now, still, I mean, that's great. I'd love to tack on an extra 2.8 years of our life as long as Medicare and Social Security are around by then, or my kids could support me. But you would think an Olympian would have, because they were so active, would live longer. They said no difference between survival advantage between gold, silver, and bronze medalists, but they say athletes who took part in power sports had a much smaller advantage than those in endurance or mixed sports. Now, they think it could also be not so much the athletic performance when they were younger, but maybe some of them are wealthy, right? So if they're wealthy, they have more access to health care, you know, et cetera. Maybe it's the genetics, too. In a second study, they looked at 9,800 Olympians from 43 different disciplines, from those from 1896 to 1936. The athletes who took part in sports of high cardiovascular intensity were identical to those that did the low cardiovascular sports like golf. Yeah, I guess they did have golf back then in the 30s. Yeah, they did. And they said here, let me see, they said the only substantial difference they found was among disciplines which involved a lot of body collisions like boxing, ice hockey, and rugby. Those people had 11% increased mortality. So, you know, studies have come out saying, okay, we need to exercise 30 minutes 4 days a week. One study, 150 minutes of moderate exercise each week. We know that could increase life expectancy. Again, we were just talking about heart attacks and this 46-year-old who died while dancing Gangnam style. My recommendation to you all is before you do any type of excessive or moderate exercise, if you haven't done it in the past, to make sure you get your heart checked. We talk about stress tests on the show a lot, where basically they'll have you walk on a treadmill, then they'll up the speed, they'll up the incline to get your heart to a point where you reach your maximum heart rate. They will decide your maximum heart rate based on your age, and they will watch you as you're exercising. And if the waves start to look funny, depending on the speed or the incline, they'll stop it. Okay, and remember, it's always a good idea to do this at a doctor's office. Don't just go to the nearby gym, do your exercise stress test, and hope that's enough. But if, God forbid, it is a little abnormal, then they may go to a nuclear stress test and try to see what part of the heart is having the problem. There's also angiography, where they could shoot a dye and take a look and see as the dye lights up and is displayed which arteries have a thinning, maybe dental floss strand in the lumen. And then those arteries, well, be then the doctor's able to deduce how much you're clogged from those. There's also CT angiography. They could also do CAT scans to see and look at calcium deposits. There's a variety of ways for them to check and see how clogged you are. But listen to your body. That's most important. Just listen to your body. You start to have any sort of chest pain, any sort of excessive sweating. We're talking excessive sweating, difficulty breathing when you exercise. That could be a cardiac issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've learned in the last couple of days that Susan Rice has withdrawn her name from consideration as President Obama's next Secretary of State. From what we understand, I think Hillary Clinton is supposed to testify soon on the Benghazi attacks. And rumors are circulating that there's going to be some big information revealed, and Susan Rice left while the going was good. She claimed she didn't want Obama to have to spend a lot of money on her fight to win, but there should be some more information coming around the bed from what I understand. All right, our prayers are going out to victims of the Connecticut school shooting. You all be safe, and God bless.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Food stores? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters.
Check.
But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.